Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to A World Powerfully Transformed. This is Reverend Tony, and we're speaking to you from the sanctuary at Unity on Cape Cod. I'm so grateful this week to have a sanctuary where I can come and feel the unity of spirit and know that this is a safe place. It's a safe place for all of those who are searching for peace, connection, oneness, and to remember who they are as the Christ being, as a true light in this world. We are seeking to heal ourselves from the poverty of the soul. Poverty of the soul is an affliction that comes to those with great material wealth. A focus on the material world distracts the individual, the mind, from focus on the spirit. Focus on who you truly are and focus on God, the divine source of all life. And it's so interesting to me that in this, what appears to be a darkest of time for a lot of people, millions and millions of people around the world, it is also a time to reflect on what good could come out of this. What is the deeper purpose? What is this trying to teach me? There are a lot of people who are happy about the results of the election in the United States. It's the person they feel and the government they feel will support their prosperity and safety and abundance. And yet, all of those reasons are material reasons. They do not support the wealth of the soul. They do not support the richness of the soul. They do not support spiritual endeavors, a spiritual life. And so today, I really want to talk about reclaiming my spiritual wealth. What is true prosperity, and how can I reclaim my spiritual wealth? The first thing that I want to say is a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Because a lot of my friends are in despair right now, and I want to remind them that Gandhi said, "When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers for a time, and they can seem invincible, but in the end, they always fail. Think of it. Always." And if I bring this quote back to myself personally, throughout my history, there have been times when I allowed my material consciousness, my ego, to rule my life, it did not create happy events for me. Even though I thought it was what was best at the time, it never turned out in my own best interest, my highest good. It never turned out that way. And so, yes, for a time, there has been this inner tyrant that has listened to the voice of what they called in the Bible the devil or Satan. I call the ego or my material consciousness talking to me, saying, you can have all the kingdoms of the world. Just bow down to me, worship me. And this is the time when the Christ in me would say, sorry, that's not what I want. Get behind me, ego. Put my material consciousness, my individual self-identity, in service to the Christ. Not in service to a candidate or a government or a political party or a community of materially driven individuals who are focused on power in the material world. Because there is only one power and one presence active in the world, in the universe, and in my life. That's God, the good, omnipotent. So what is the good and the omnipotent underneath the seeming surface conditions of this world? Because literally, you're just voting for surface conditions. No matter what side you're on, it doesn't matter. They're just surface conditions. It is really just superficial appearances. It's not reality. Reality is one power and one presence, and that is love and only love, and you know that. And yet, somewhere, we are tempted by that voice. This is what I'll give you if you bow down to me. If you bow down to your limited thinking, your separate identity, your worldly possessions and your worldly passions. Yes, just serve that and you'll be fine. And guess what? We're never fine. And the more we serve that, the more we deplete the very planet that supports our physical life. And we see a lot of pain and suffering around the world because of our bowing down to our human desires, our human passions, and human power. Yes, we may gain the whole world for a moment, but we lose our soul. And in the Bible, it says, what good is that? What good is it for a man? What will it profit you to gain the whole world if you lose your soul? And this is something that I've been reading about, the poverty of the soul. It's in a book that I've been reading by Lynn Twist called The Soul of Money. And she says, among the very wealthy, there is a poverty of the soul. And among the very poor, there is a richness of the spirit, a richness of the soul that you cannot describe. And so her mission was not just to bring material wealth to support the highest good of those who seem to be in poverty, but to feed the hungry souls of the wealthy by giving them an opportunity to connect with a higher purpose, connect their money with a higher purpose. What a wonderful thing to bring those two worlds, the seemingly separate, divergent worlds together. And that's our mission right now, isn't it? Like, no matter if you're ecstatic right now of your choice, or you're very depressed about America's choice, our mission is the same: to bring together the two seemingly opposite parameters of human existence, the calling of the soul and the appetite for material wealth, the appetite for autonomy, no matter who gets hurt, including the planet, that I am autonomously wealthy. Wealth of the soul includes everyone. Even in times of apparent dark and foreboding, I claim great progress of the soul. I see it and feel it every day around me, in all the people that I serve and who share in this message of unity, who share in this message of oneness. I claim a great progress of the soul. And if we look at the world today and we see the great poverty of the soul, our job is still to allow those two seemingly separate worlds to come together at a balance point. I'm not here to judge or to let my anger rule the day in blaming those who have great material wealth and great material, seemingly material power in this world. Those who prefer war over peace, those who prefer power over peace. It is not mine to judge that, but to somehow bring that part of myself back to the soul for the highest good of all. And so no matter what's happening in the outer world, I am driven to offer myself, my seemingly separate self-identity, to the One, to the Christ, to the identity that we share, to the God that is love and only love. And to allow the miracle of spiritual evolution to take place. What I was struck by in my meditations this week is that spiritual evolution happens first, and then the manifestation of that spiritual evolution will take place in the material world. But the inner evolution comes first. And so this particular time in our history is forcing some of us to go within completely and deeply and to evolve individually. And we've been saying this in the face of great judgment about the path that we've chosen, but remember, those who chose a spiritual path before us were judged. Even Gandhi was assassinated, Martin Luther King, and many, many others. But what they taught and what they still can offer us is the richness of the soul, is the knowing that beyond this world is a world that I want. You know, when Jesus was asked by Pilate, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He was not seeking to create a kingdom on the earth of this world, but to help us remember our true kingdom, our spiritual kingdom. And that kingdom cannot be assailed. That kingdom is not ruled by a king, but only by the energy of love. There is only oneness in that kingdom. There is only love and there is only goodness. And that is what I find when I go within. And so if that is one of the blessings of this present time, then I accept it fully. And I accept the lesson that I am to learn. There is no blaming for all the hatred and all the violence and all the wars that are occurring, all the atrocities that occur on the earth. I do not blame anyone except the totality of the thought system of separation. This is what I must let go, personally, and I will see it manifest. Even though it does not appear that that's what's happening right now, I know that it is on a deeper level being manifest in spirit, and it will eventually appear. So are you spiritually rich, or are you experiencing a poverty of the soul? This is the balance point, and this is very difficult to find at this point in the evolution of our species. Because where there is great poverty of the soul, a great amount of material wealth and power, then there is also an inability to see or be aware of the soul, to be aware of the soul's purpose or the what could be the highest good of all, or even the necessity to seek for something outside of the ego or outside of the tiny parameters of the human limited perception. You're not even looking for that. So that's where we are now. And I won't say that that's where we are spiritually as a whole, but I will say that's what's showing up as a resistance to the change, the shift from material wealth to the wealth of the soul. Because you've always viewed your identity as connected with material wealth instead of the wealth of the soul. And I believe this is the true nature of prosperity and abundance. It's not material wealth. It's not the gaining of money or the production of goods. As Myrtle Fillmore would say, it is based on how much you are unfolding your soul's purpose in God. How much of God are you unfolding in the world? God being good. How much can we allow ourselves in the face of all the grief that seems to be going on in the world, that is going on in the world? How can we avail ourselves of the higher truth and the deeper lesson that can be learned right now? We're not the first ones that have gone through this, and we won't be the last. But we can use spiritual truth, which is timeless and eternal, to help us through. A long time ago, thousands of years ago, it was written in the Talmud, the Hebrew scripture, "Do not be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justly now. Love mercy now." And this is a big one. Walk humbly now. You are not obligated to complete the work, but neither are you free to abandon it. So rather than abandon the work, thinking that all we've been doing is in vain, it's not manifesting the unity and the love that we know is our birthright, take a step back. Take a step within. Know that we are not obligated to finish this work, but we are neither free to abandon it. We must do what is ours to do. And this is a good time to build our spiritual self, to build greater awareness of our spiritual self, to go within, to seek God within, to seek Christ within, and allow it to come into the world naturally. As we evolve spiritually, then we will see the evolution in material form. Remember, nothing can be against those who have chosen the will of good. That all things work together for good to those who love God or love divine purpose, and are called according or choose according to that purpose. I will say choose according to that higher purpose. So let us choose once again according to our higher purpose. Let that be our guide. I read a really great quote this morning. See if I can find it. It's about being free. It says, "The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion." So let us become absolutely free in this moment. Let us know that the whole universe is ours. Absolutely free from all of the things of this world. Absolutely free from all of the concerns, whether it be political or financial, or concerns about health and wealth and all the material concerns that we have. Let them all go now, because your greatest health is the health of your soul. And it will be manifest in your body, in your life, in your finances. And eventually, you will see it manifest in the world. We are talking about, and we are dedicated to, a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. So let's keep on awakening, my friends. Let's keep on going within and practicing the truth and being free. Be free in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. Be as free as you can. Know that you are free. Know that you already are free from every situation and condition of this world. That nothing in this world can tell you who you are. Nothing in this world can control you. Nothing can limit you. You are unlimited, spiritual, and beautiful. And I love you. And we love you here at Unity on Cape Cod.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed, and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.